brothers and sisters, it's my privilege to take just a few moments, and I assure you my remarks will be brief. It's been my pleasure and I think all of us here in the audience to get to know the Crandall family just a little better. Funeral services are one of those places where we get to do I've narrowed it down to about four things. There's a lot of things, but we get to come and mourn and to remember and to celebrate and to learn. And I think we've done that here, but it doesn't mean that it's going to end here. As we close this meeting for Sister Gwen, I'm sure that she'll touch all of us as we remember her many times and think of the things that have transpired here. It was also gratifying to me as I looked over the program that I knew that I would hear wonderful music, because that's the way I remember the Dally family, and I knew that was part of Sister Gwen. Before I do forget, Brother Bob has asked me to express gratitude for all the kindnesses that has been offered to them and expressed to them over the past few days and weeks as during the illness and after her passing, Sister Gwen. Reflect back just a moment as I was called one morning to and informed that Sister Crandall was in the hospital over here, and as I stopped to visit there, she had grandchildren and great-grandchildren visiting, so my visit was quite brief, and she was very upbeat and said that she was in for a few tests and things would be well, things progressed quite rapidly after some other tests were made. But I reflect upon her very positive attitude, and she left a very memorable impression upon me at that time, that she knew that God lived and that she knew her Savior and her love for her family. Things progressed quite rapidly, as you well know. And as I received the call from Brother Bob that she had passed peacefully a week ago Monday, as I put my arm around Brother Bob, and he said to me that I guess death is part of living. And that remark struck very deep in my heart. It is part of living. It's part of the eternal plan that we have of coming here. And it's hard. We will mourn. We'll remember her. And hopefully we have learned from her. I'm going to cut some of my remarks short. We've learned about Sister Crandall. We've been taught the gospel. And we've shared here together. And I'm so grateful to be part of that. And I express my testimony to you that I know that life does not end here. Physical life ends here, but we go forth. And where Sister Gwen is with our Heavenly Father in his arms there and is celebrating. Just as we should celebrate her life here, and now she has a new chapter in her life, as we all have. One more remark I might share with you that I thought of this morning. I was looking for something that I might say, and this was a quote by Mahatma Gandhi, and he says, "Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony." I believe that, but may I add to it? I know that happiness is when what we think and what we say and what we do are in harmony with God's plan. And I bear that witness to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.